Welcome back to Radio Functions, episode 2. And, well, guys, do I have a story time for y'all? It's a doozy. It's a damn doozy. So, if you listened to episode 1, I talked about how I was going to this really cool event in Houston. I was staying with my friends, and it was going to be a movie. I was thinking, yeah, this weekend is going to be a movie, and it's going to be fun. While it was fun, I can say it was fun. It was amazing. Well, until my car got towed without my knowledge. Yeah, my car got towed and I ended up having to pay over $400 to get it back. So I'm going to do a little story time, talk about it. Just talk about the weekend in general, just so y'all know. Yeah. Okay, so it started on Friday. I drove to Houston. I was having fun. I was a little bored on the drive there because, I don't know, driving long distances, even though it's like an hour, it's really not that long. But there was traffic too, like really bad traffic, where I was just kind of sitting in place for a good like 20 minutes. And I was so bored and like, it was not great. But I finally got to my friend's apartment and I had to park outside of the apartment complex, like in front of like the leasing office because she wasn't home yet. She was still coming back from work. So I was just sitting there. I was struggling because I had to pee so bad and it was a struggle. But yeah, I got in and I parked. And I just parked in the parking spot, like just in front of her building. And I know that her parking spots, there's numbers. And if you're a visitor, you have to have your car registered. And it like lasts for like 24 hours and you keep having to redo it for the amount of time that you stay. So we had her roommate, my other friend, register my car. And so I was like, cool, car's registered, not a big deal. So we're just like talking, having fun. Then she leaves and I'm just like just chilling in her apartment watching YouTube. I like wash up. It's cool. And then a little later, I think it was around 11 that night, I got a text from her and was like, hey, like we're going to go out to eat. Like I'll come pick you up. Like let's go. And I'm like, perfect. So I get ready. We go. I didn't notice my car being gone. I had no real reason to look for my car. I didn't need anything from it. So I just like went and had a fun time. We went to this really cool burger joint and I think the place was called the Burger Joint. So that's really funny. But it was really good. We had a really fun, cute time. And then we come back and then, you know, we go to sleep, whatever. So, both of my friends had to leave for work. So, for the whole day until the event, I was just in the apartment by myself. Mind you, this is Saturday. So, Saturday, the day of the event. I am literally just in the apartment chilling. I'm watching YouTube. I take a little nap. Have a cute time. I had really no reason to go outside. I couldn't leave because if I left, I wouldn't have been able to get back in. So, like, I just, again, never went outside to go to my car or anything. So, I was so clueless that my car was towed. And then, like, I get ready for the event. And I'm looking cute, feeling cute. It's fun. We go. And it's so funny because it was at Francisco Studios, and I've been there one other time to do like this really cool documentary over some of the Houston bands. It was a flop. If the people that were involved in that and are listening, sorry, that project was such a flop. I've learned my lesson. But also, it was conflict with some of the bands and scheduling. So, like, it wasn't entirely, like, on the crew and on me. But, you know, it is what it is. But it was just, like, funny to be back and be like, well, this place looks familiar. But as far as the event, it was amazing. Material did such an amazing job. And the issue looks so good. And it's their first issue. Like, I was so impressed. And I didn't have any, like, low expectations or anything. But, like, they're so new. And, like, since it's so good, I'm like, wow, it's only going to go up from here. Like, there's no coming down. Like, they're going to do amazing. And everything was beautiful. The entertainment was sickening. Like, the DJs were so good. They had, like, a little, like, bar set up, and, like, the drinks were good. Like, everyone was dancing, having fun. The work, they had, like, posters from some of, like, the work in the magazine on the walls. So good. It was just so fun. And the space, it just kind of, like, went with the entire vibe of, like, material and, like, their issue. Like, it was so amazing. So good. I got to see one of my good friends, Arthur. Hey, hi. Yeah, so it was really fun. We keyed with them, and it was really fun. And then we left, and we went to go get food. I want to say that we got food at Cats? Question mark. It was pretty good. I got chicken strips because I didn't know what else to get. But yeah, we drove back to the apartment. And where Lizzie parked, I could see just kind of the line of cars in the area where I parked. And I was, like, just looking. And I noticed my car wasn't there. And I'm, like, pretty sure I parked here. Why is it not in the parking lot? And I'm vocalizing this. I'm, like, where is my car? And so my first thought was, like, oh, my car got stolen. It got stolen out of the apartment, and I don't have a car anymore. And I start panicking. I'm like, oh, my God, my parents are going to be so effing pissed. Like, I am screwed. Like, what am I going to do? I have to leave tomorrow. And I'm, like, panicking. I am so freaked out. And my friend Lizzie, the one that lives in the apartment, she was such an angel. She, like, found this website through her, like, apartment complex, and you can, like, search up your information, like, your car information, and it'll tell you if it got towed. And of course it got towed. And so I'm like, okay, you know, still sucks, but at least my car isn't stolen. So I'm, like, going through the thing, and I'm like, okay, I call my dad, and I'm like, look, my car got towed, and I'm just letting you know, I know what's going to come out of my pocket, which is fine, but I am just wanting to let you know and give you this information so you're not like, why is there like over $400 out of your account? And of course, he's not thrilled to hear it. And he's like, okay, whatever. He's on nights. So he was like trying to take like a little nap. So I felt very bad. And I was like, oh man, he's so mad. And then my mom calls because I guess my dad called her, and I told her what happened. And so I'm like, okay, we're just going to go in the morning, get my car back, pay the fees. I'm like looking because it gives you all the charges. And it was like the towing fee was already like $225. Crazy. And then there was like other little fees. And then there was a storage fee. So I guess them keeping your car at the place, it was charged like three times. So that was like $75. And I'm like, wow, okay, what? Why? I don't understand. But I'm like, they're just trying to get money out of you, so whatever. It is what it is. But I noticed that the time that it was towed was at 8:20 on Friday. And I'm like, well, my car was registered. And there we had receipts that it was registered on Friday at 7:13. So I'm like, why? It hadn't even like been an hour. Why was my car towed? And we actually misread that. We honestly thought it was towed on the 1st, that Saturday at 8:20. I'm like, it had, like, I still had time. Like, I was really confused. I don't know. It was really complicated and just messy. So Sunday rolls around. I wake up. Me and Lizzie go to the place that my car is at. And there's quite a line of people. And it's our turn. And the lady was kind of giving me a hard time about my insurance. Because I've never had my car towed before, so I didn't know exactly what I need. All I know, I needed my license and some money. That's all I knew. So I had like my mom on speakerphone just so she can hear what was going on, and my dad was with her too. And so they were kind of giving me a hard time about the insurance, and my parents sent me my insurance, and it was like, you can have your insurance be with like your Apple wallet and stuff. So I like sent them a screenshot and they're like, no, like we need to see your name. Like your name's not on it. And I'm like, okay. So my parents luckily had a copy of the insurance in their car that had my name and everything. So I sent it to them and we were kind of trying to fight for like at least some of the charges or to be like decreased or even dropped, because I'm like, why? So apparently my dad was calling the place that like towed and was like, why was it towed? Like, I don't understand. Like it was still within the registration hours. Like why was it towed? Apparently I parked in a reserved spot that someone paid for and they called to have my car towed, which part of me is like, really? You're that mad about a parking spot? But I'm also like, okay, if you pay for it, that's understandable. But at least like leave a note on my car so I like at least have a chance. I know I wasn't like out and about, but like at least give me a chance. Like, come on. And also like my friend Lizzie also has a reserved parking spot and she was like, if someone's parked in my spot, I just go park somewhere else. Like, I don't make it a big deal. Like, I'll never call someone to get my car towed. And I'm like, you're one of the nicest people ever. I feel you on that. So I was a little mad because I didn't realize that it was like reserved parking. Again, the parking spots all look alike. The only like difference between parking is that there's regular parking and then there's like little garages that you can go park in. Obviously, I can't park in that. And I know that. So all the parking spots look the same. There's no special like feature to be like, ooh, this is reserved. Like, it's not covered parking or anything. It literally has like the parking spots look like regular parking spots with like a highlighted number. And that was it. And I guess I didn't check. Like, I just kind of parked. And I guess that one just said reserve. There was like apparently 4 spots in a row that had reserve. And I just ended up parking in one of those. So yeah, so I had to pay $400 to get my car back. Was I relieved to get my car back? Yes, I was relieved. I won't lie about that, because I was really scared that my car was stolen. But I guess I'm pretty mad at myself because it was just like a simple mistake that could have been avoided if I would have just checked, and I didn't. And I am so mad about myself because I didn't check. And you know, it is what it is. I'm doing the best I can right now. I am doing the best I can. My parents had to loan me like $100, so I like kind of make it through the week. And also worst timing, because it's spring break and I want to do stuff, and it's really hard for me to do stuff without like, you know, money. So yeah, but I'm getting through it. Still crazy though. But again, everything else was such an amazing like time, like being with Lizzie, Tristan, and Jake. Like, it was so fun, and seeing Arthur again. And the magazine is so gorgeous. It's so sickening and I love it so much. And again, seeing my work in a magazine and it says photography by Jaden Jaramillo, that is insane to me. And like, I am beyond proud of myself and just how far I came, like as far as my photography work. And like, this is so amazing. Like, what is life? Like, my car got towed, but also my work is in a magazine. Like, what? Like, that's crazy. But yeah, I'm just existing at this point. But yeah, it's spring break also. Really fun. Like, we went, I had work Monday and Tuesday, and then having like the rest of the week off, and then all of next week. I love that. So what I've heard is like a lot of students at the district are a part of like the rodeo and fair and 4-H and all of that. So we have these fair days. So like little days that most schools would have off, like MLK Day and stuff like that. They, while other schools have that off, we don't, and we have to like go to school, which I don't mind because I'm like, longer spring break? Yeah, I'll take it. So yeah, I'm just chilling for spring break. I don't have any definite plans yet. I do have a possible shoot on Wednesday, which is really fun. Someone reached out through my Instagram and was like, I really want some photos done. And I'm like, period, like, let's do it. So I'm very excited. I'm like in the process of planning that. We should be having a meeting either Sunday, when this episode will be out, or Monday. I don't know yet. I guess it depends on if I'm ready to present my ideas. I have a little bit of creative direction with it, but yeah, I'm very excited. And then also the 22nd is gonna be pretty busy because I have my glaze shoot during that day, and I am very excited. There's also tea with that. We literally lost one of our stylists and one of our models, which is so sad, but we're pushing through. I'm very excited to see, you know, how this all plays out. It is a bit like nerve-wracking because it's like, wow, this is very unexpected. But, you know, pushing through. Like, this is just kind of the theme of, I guess, the month of March, is just pushing through. Which is not what I was expecting, but whatever. You know, it is what it is. And there's nothing that I can change or control about the circumstances, and just have to roll with it. So yeah, very exciting stuff coming soon. And I'm very, you know, curious on what the future brings for me. The future is very weird, and we will talk about the future in another episode. I'm not trying to get into that right now, but yeah, very excited. I'm hoping that episode 3, I will have a guest. I haven't chosen a guest yet, but y'all probably will see on my Instagram me like teasing who it is and stuff, and hopefully, yeah, they say yes, whoever I choose. So yeah, well, that was my little story time, a little update. I hope that y'all enjoyed that and found that entertaining. If y'all's car got towed, let me know, because it's crazy, and we need to stick together, right? Okay. Well, I hope you have a good day, evening, or night, whenever you are listening to this, and I will see you in the next one. Bye, guys!